Mic check 1, 2. What is this? Hey, look, you're tuned into Imperfect Sense right here on UnifiedRadio.tv. I'm one of four hosts. Even though Flesh ain't here, I go by the name of Eric E. Mr. Dawson, whatever it is you call me. Please, I beg you, do not call me a midget. And I'm going to go ahead and let the rest of the good brothers introduce themselves.
Yo, Zanny McFly, a.k.a. Uncle Drew.
In the building.
No, man, it's Conway.
83 Conway, everything. Look, hey, man, if this your first time tuning in us right here on UnifiedRadio.tv, this is Imperfect Sense. And if you don't know what Imperfect Sense is about, man, y'all want to explain what we do over here? Because we sometimes be a little ratchet, you know, sometimes a little bit intellectual, sometimes a little crazy, a little stupid to some people or some, you know, but it's Imperfect Sense. So y'all want to go ahead and tell them what we about?
You already know what we about. We about that shit.
Oh, Lord, here we go. Yeah. But in proper English terms, because this is ignorance so on this side, the bully over here. Yeah. Look, over here on Imperfect Sense, man, what we do is, man, we got four opinionated brothers, even though one is not with us, man. And we talk about all things in life, man, whether it's in music, whether it's in politics, any of those things. So, look, if you're sensitive about your sex, your gender, your politics, your religion, or your race, this is not the show for you, man. This is Imperfect Sense, man. We say what we want. That's why this is Imperfect Sense. What make perfect sense to us may not make perfect sense to you. You know what I mean? So we're going to get it going. And everybody that's listening to us via Spotify, what else we on? Google Play, SoundCloud,
Apple Podcasts,
Podbean, everywhere, man. We appreciate y'all. But look, make sure you go on that app, www.unifiedradio.tv, man. Go there directly. And you can find us on YouTube as well. We're going to get this party started. Yes. We're going to get this face. Gotta crack the knuckles. Gotta stretch a little bit. Like, you know. Because some people might get mad, you know. Might want to tune us off right now. But look, man, like, look, we're getting into a little topic. All of y'all know about the Me Too movement. And we're talking about that tonight.
Nutcracker movement.
I mean, the Me Too movement. Let me, you know, history on it. You know, where it was originally started. I hope I pronounced the name right. Is it Tarana or Tarana? What's on?
Tarana
Burke.
She from the Bronx.
Tyrannosaurus.
Whoa.
Yo, disrespectful.
Bong, shooting shots. But look.
She from the Bronx. So.
The movement was originally. started because she was trying to shed light on sexual abuse and everything with everybody across the board.
Facts. Now, can I say something?
But hold on. I'm just giving them the Wikipedia shit right now. What was this disclosure?
Because we're about to talk about it, does not mean that we're insensitive to the real victims.
Oh, whenever insensitive to the real victims.
You
got to
say that in the beginning. Because
I mean, because women in my family have been disrespected, you know, and I'm very sensitive about the Me Too movement. I'm very supportive in a good way of the Me Too movement.
For the real.
Real.
Not these pop-up fakes.
But look. She's an activist, and I salute her for getting this movement started. I believe when it was started, it was something that was very needed. But now, us being black men, us being heterosexual men sitting in this room,
this is a fact.
We feel like Me Too starting to be a little bit as an attack on us and our character.
Yes.
And
especially the men that actually do respect women, it seems like it's harder for us to even say hello now.
Basically what it is almost like when you see a person at your job, like, high five.
It's the simple. You gotta do one of these. Like, what's up, shorty? Right.
And then she probably be like, "Oh, he tried to make me feel like I'm a god."
Oh no, you seen him in the picture? He threw his fist at me. Like, nah, man. Like, look, for the people in the climate that we're in, people are using this Me Too movement as a weapon of destruction.
Yes.
On men.
Right.
Heterosexual men.
Yeah, because they don't have a Me Too for gays.
I thought they're part of the Me Too now. I thought, for some reason, I thought that was part of a lot of people's agenda. Like, they trying to make it part of
they
the alphabet agenda.
Make it feel, make them feel though. You can say no too. Yeah, that's.
Oh, you talking about like the chick Janet Mock when she was trying to say Morgan Freeman was, you know, being inappropriate with her with the comments and stuff.
He might have been. I mean, all these old boys nasty. Yeah. Old men been getting away with. They're like, come here, little hot mama. They been saying stuff like that. Sugar daddy. He ain't sugar daddy.
Well, if Morgan knew she was really a man, then he wouldn't have said those things.
Whoa, pause. Wait a minute. Pause.
Yeah.
Rewinding back. What do you mean? Wait a minute.
Well, I mean, what happened was, this was an interview a while ago.
Explain
Janet
this.
Janet Mock. She's the woman.
It's a man.
Yes. It's a.
No.
Originally,
was born a little boy.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. She is very deceiving. I mean, she, you know.
She looks good to you?
Pause. don't.
Whoa.
Because I don't want you to say it and clean it up for nobody. She looks very deceiving. No, we're not doing that.
I mean, deceiving to my man Morgan. Shout out to Morgan Freeman.
Whoa.
And then,
no, shout outs.
Shout out to Morgan Freeman.
Maybe I blame it on his cataracts. He is like 106 years old now.
He's like 99 years old. You don't try to accuse him of like, me too.
He was in Jesus graduating class. Right. He's so old.
I had a nerd to go up on the damn show and say, it felt like my creepy grandfather. All he just said was like, don't you think that skirt a little bit too high?
Oh, he was giving a little bit of...
Yeah, he was giving a guidance.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like to me.
Him, the boy, guidance.
Yeah.
Wow. But I'm going to tell you like this. The climate that we're in, and it's
let's get right past me.
Because the climate that we're in, like this Me Too movement, a lot of people are using this thing as a mockery. Like, it's like, you know.
Absolutely.
It's so many allegations starting to come out about men that I'm not saying that they're all true. I'm not saying that they're all false.
Yeah.
But when that allegation drops...
Oh,
it's
almost like the Scarlet Letter. You're branded.
It's just,
as being,
you know,
a
what?
Certified creep, unfortunately.
You know, and it's just thrown out there. And I watched a very interesting interview on The Breakfast Club where Jason Mitchell, you know him as Eazy-E, in the movie he played on The Shy.
Yep.
He finally had a chance to tell his side of the story on allegations that he had.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if he's telling the truth. I don't know if he's telling a lie.
Right.
But the fact that people, the perception of the allegations were automatically deemed as sexual, and he said they weren't.
Right.
That's the climate that went. So as soon as somebody says allegations on a man, a straight man, the way that they put it out to the public, the general public, is sexual.
They smoked my guy.
And it has everything to do with this movement.
So what he said?
What he said? He said they were false. He denied it. He said he doesn't even know what the allegations are himself.
Yeah.
He doesn't know, but he could tell you for a fact that ain't sexual.
You know what's crazy?
But that's his word.
And know what's crazy? And I'm not just taking his side right now because he's a man. But his allegations, you have not heard anything about what was said,
and that's
what
was
done.
Yeah.
That's what he was
at
saying.
At all. Only thing you heard was, he supposed to offended the girl that was supposed to be a girl on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then he supposed to offended two more girls on some other show that he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
But they never said, like, because one, she ain't had no fat ass, so can't say your baby girl got fat ass.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm just trying to find something that's...
So you're looking at our physical features like, I know he couldn't have said that.
Facts.
Okay. That's,
I'm just saying, like, for a man to actually say something to a woman that's sexual and offensive, something like, you know what I mean? Like, you got some suckling titties. She didn't. They were little.
Wow.
What?
You saying she had a little boy chest? He just going, digging her,
she was a pretty woman, bro.
Yeah,
but she's definitely not like somebody like.
But he gave her a shout out. You know what I'm saying? Because the actress, what's her name, Tiffany?
Yeah.
He said didn't have an issue with her. Somebody made a statement on her behalf talking for her.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? And the person that's in charge of that situation just happened to be a lesbian.
We all know who she is.
And it's like you using this movement. This will make it so bad for the movement.
The same one that said that
when she said about Will Denzel Smith and she came out. She came out of fucking neck the wrong way and shit, and said what she had to
say. I choose not to say her name.
But then it's situations like this where us around the table, when we say things like it's a gay agenda, they think we popping shots at them. But when situations like this come up, and you see the powers that be that's putting out the allegations are not of heterosexual form like the rest of us, it makes our perception feel like it's a gay agenda. Just like when they put it out, they make it seem like it's a sexual agenda against particularly that case with him.
Exactly.
And it has everything to do with this movement. So it's like when it comes to the movement, which is supposed to be for good, that we all like to support around this room, like, where do we stand with this shit?
Yeah,
like,
no bullshit.
Like it's so confusing. It's contradicting. It's hypocritical. Yeah, like.
That went through that. You know what I mean? So it's not like I'm bashing, but it's just sometimes unbelievable. Like, this happens here, and then all of a sudden that comes out.
Right.
Then 15 other men come out. But then if you look at it, the people that they put in their place, women or gay men or lesbian women. Don't get me wrong, Matt Lauer probably was a freak and a creep.
Well, men with power have definitely abused their power, but we still don't know.
We don't know.
Yeah.
We can even take it back to how Me Too jumped on my man AJ.
Oh,
from 106 and Pop?
106 and Pop.
Okay.
And when he was on ET, NBC went through and said that they found nothing against him, but they suspended him and all this because of
that's protocol. That's protocol. It's a protocol now.
And my man took it like a champion. All right, protocol. I'm still getting paid. But this is crazy. I got to clear my name. Next thing you know,
the lie's more entertaining than the truth.
It just disappeared. And then he's like, you know what? I'm going to just quit. You know, I have to go to court, not have to do none of this. But it's like now, because this false stigma was placed against him, it's hard for my guy to get a new job.
Yeah. Right, because of the allegations. And like when a lie, this, people don't realize when you put a lie like that on a person, it's the lie is definitely more entertaining than the truth. So it's like you're already deemed guilty and you haven't even had a chance to prove yourself innocent in a court of public opinion,
right?
Because the public lie came out first,
and that's the thing. That's the bad thing about it is when you have a lie plus the media, it's almost like in a match and then throwing gasoline onto it because everybody runs with that story. Like in an instance with Jason Mitchell, I want to go back to that with the interview. What I noticed was that they stuck on that image where he had that dispute with Delta Airlines.
Yeah, they roll, and he said it. He said they roll all the stories together to paint a picture of you of being angry,
angry, aggressive, what they say, toxic, masculine black man.
You know what time it is.
Yeah. So, and you know, and it's a whole bunch of bullshit. You know, because, I mean, I would have spoke up if I kicked out over seven G's on a fucking ticket, and I can't get a seat in the fucking.
Yeah, well,
I'd be fucking irate.
That's what he explained, and this is what I don't understand. It's so scary. Like we doing imperfect sense over here, and we are media. You know what I mean? Because we doing podcasts and we doing talk radio, we doing internet radio, we doing these things, right? And as the show rises and the station rises, comes great success, but it also comes great agony,
right?
Because now you're starting to put a target on your back.
Absolutely.
And if you're successful and you're famous, it's a big target on your back. Because at the end of the day, all somebody has to come out and say is, he did this, he did that.
Yep.
It's all over.
Yep. And that's the whole thing. And it doesn't matter if it's true or not. I mean, that's the thing that's really destroying businesses that men run.
Exactly.
We not.
So everybody that's looking and listening, now you're seeing from guys how we feel, that we feel like we're targeted. So you can't come at us and say, well, you shouldn't feel this. You're hearing it from the horse's mouth, all three of us. This is how straight men feel about when these allegations come out. Now we're kind of timid and we're kind of, you know, reserved because you can't even do a little thing as put your arm around somebody and take a picture. Because 5 years later from now, when your face is known and you're more successful than you were 5 years prior, somebody can say, look, I told you he was all up over me. He'd go to this picture on Instagram with his arms all around me.
And see, the crazy thing about
it's no such thing as innocence anymore.
You say media, back in the day, the media was just the news, magazine, fake tab. And that's the crazy thing, that now
Instagram is a video tabloid.
But now remember how every news, they still have them. The fake news magazines, you just read it just to
TMZ be on some sucker shit.
Right.
But now it's like people are reading that and being at face value now.
Right.
Like social media has made something that we laughed at or whatever almost to be true.
Right.
And we don't even think about the possibilities anymore. Like, you know what I mean? So it's
well, except, you know, when we came up and what was it, the National Enquirer and all these other things was at the register by the...
They still there?
Yeah, they still there. By in the grocery store and your parents telling you, like, man, that
elephant bones.
Yeah, that's bullshit and all this other shit. But now when a video drops or a picture drops on social media, people, like, they share it, they ping it, they do all these other things. That's what you know is, like, the rumor is going.
The rumor,
The rumor is going. And I, you know, a lot of these black celebrity men, they're getting attacked. You know, not from
white men too. White men too.
Yeah.
Because it's heterosexual.
Because I ain't gonna say nothing. Because it's definitely both race. All men racist. They don't matter.
But the one, like, so far as the black celebrity males are getting attacked by just like so far their own within their own community, like really getting slaughtered and pinned up. You know, real bad because it's so crazy because you look at these people, these clowns up on social media. They go ahead and start chiming in and all this other bullshit. Oh, man, I knew he was a weirdo. All right, I'll give you an example. I remember when they was up there talking about Nas with the Khalees bullshit. And it was like a situation where he was up there saying, oh, he was abusive to Khalees and stuff. I knew something was up with him because he seemed so secretive.
Yeah, people.
Because he was from Queensbridge.
Well, just so I mean, I get it though. But I get it. But what I'm saying is, you're right about that because it's like, if you don't come out and automatically defend yourself that same day, people take your silence as guilt.
The
craziest thing though, right? When he was with Khalees, they were always in the public.
Exactly.
So I'm just trying to figure out, like, did he hit you in the ribs? Beat you in the legs because we never seen your face messed up.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now, we can go back to when Dr. Dre was really putting them beats by Dre on Michelle. We really seen how
that's, black that's a, Dre. Yeah, that's a fact. Yeah. Same thing with Lil' Kim. Got beat up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Foxy Brown lost her hand because she got her ass whooped. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, those really happened.
But that's the tools that people use. They use domestic violence, they use the Me Too because they know at the end of the day it's women that have really been victimized from it, and that's going to be their crutch. And it's not right, especially to sensationalize something that somebody has really been through for your personal gain, knowing that you didn't go through that shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You're just playing off the emotions of victims. That's what you're doing.
It just seemed like they gave the bitter woman a more powerful ammunition that they already had.
Right.
Because the only thing they had to say was, he touched me. You were going to jail to get investigated regardless.
Right.
You done that for a week to find out if the DNA on her body, period.
Mm-hmm.
And then some of them still came out to be guilty because you text her or she called you. What did you say over the phone? What lord are there? You know what I'm saying?
Well, let me ask y'all this. Do y'all think the Me Too movement has taken away chivalry?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Hell yeah.
Absolutely.
And it's crazy because a program that I'm in, the Help With Kids, I had to go to a Me Too sexual harassment class.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is real life.
No, I believe you.
Like a Me Too. It says mm-hmm. Me Too sexual harassment class.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I mean, it's real out here. So if we all believe that that this movement,
but they did take away chivalry,
taking away. I mean, because it's like you can't. You're so nervous to even compliment a woman in good taste.
Is more of a. I mean, they can take it. You can spin it like a compliment can mean a compliment, or it can mean being offended.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it all depends on what guy they want to approach them.
Oh, it all depends on what mood she's in that day.
Right.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Because if she's in a pissy mood because her significant other done pissed her off the night before.
Or he's always a
Or the job is getting on her nerves or something like that. And you in the workplace say, oh, man, you look nice in your dress. Go to HR. Man, he was undressing me with his eyes.
Word.
He done said, all I said
you
was.
You don't even had to say that.
You look nice in your dress.
Just saying she looked nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Is it care for you to be written up?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't. And it's crazy, like, because there's men that naturally want to compliment a woman in her beauty. Like, you get up, you do your hair, you do your nails, you put your makeup on. Like, you're coming out looking like something. Like, if you're putting all that work into you, why can't somebody compliment you without it being so extra?
I'll let you go.
No, I wish I could quote this doctor, but this doctor said it was going to be a cause and effect from the Me Too movement. You're going to find a lot of women that, you're going to find a lot of men apprehensive to approach women.
But it was a right. woman.
And I'm going to piggyback off what you said. As soon as you finish, I'm going to piggyback off what you said.
It was a woman that said that in a comment.
Mm-hmm. Oh, damn. Damn, disease. He got disease on the microphones.
Me too.
Disgusting.
Me too. He pulled me up. But no, it was a woman who actually did a, and I apologize. It's a woman that did an article. Her name was Erica. I forgot her last name. And she said that since Me Too, she's been hard to have a relationship with men.
Mm-hmm. And you know why? To piggyback off what you said, men are scared to approach. So if a man is scared to, this Me Too movement making a lot of women miss out on Mr. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So my thing is Me Too hurting potential marriages?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because for the simple fact, right, to find your Miss Right, and your Miss Right to find her Mr. Right, someone has to go at someone.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to just sit there, sit next to somebody on the bus like, are we going to go out on a date? Don't even look at her.
Mm-hmm.
And she like, if you want to. That shit don't work.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you see in storylines.
Mm-hmm.
You have to, as a man, and not on no creep shit, like, just court that woman, like, let her know that she's beautiful. Let her know that, you know, you're interested in her.
Yeah.
She likes it. But I don't know in today's world.
Yeah.
I don't, like, it's hard.
You basically got to catch these ladies. Because, no, why? No, you know what? They acting like bees. For real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because bees only want to be quick access. Mm-hmm. I DM you. You love it.
Mm-hmm.
I text you. You love it.
Mm-hmm.
But if I see you face to face as a man, mm-hmm. I'm a creep. Or you give me the...
DMs are even scary right now.
Yeah,
because that's going to potentially... Look, he DM'd me 7 years ago about how good I looked. Mm-hmm. I told you he wanted me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's so hard.
Yeah.
But that's what they want, though. So it's... Me Too movement is manipulating their minds or how they want to be approached. How many women do you say you see on a regular basis? You might say, "How you doing?" Like, look at you like, "Fuck, you said hi to me for?"
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you could be working, a person that be working with someone, and you see this person every day.
Yeah.
You're like, "How you doing?" "Oh, I like your hair." I got a man. Bitch, no one cares about that. That just said your head look nice.
Yeah, and I'm gonna tell you like this: with all the false allegations, it weakens the actual purpose of the movement.
Yeah.
right? Especially when it comes out later that this didn't really happen. See, they never shed light on when the truth actually comes out. It's almost like, okay, we got the media attention for the allegations. That's what we wanted. Yeah. Now that the truth has came out, let's just keep it moving. Let's find the next peon. Yeah,
because the big lies is about yay big, right?
Right.
But when they find out that everything was false, is about this small and fine print.
Because the people only put money into something that ain't real when it comes to
these. Because the lie is sensational. Yeah. Like, and we're gonna rewind and keep going back to the Jason Mitchell thing because it's so current. Because he just did the interview when it first happened. You know what? It came out everywhere. He was dropped from his management. Yep. He was everybody.
It was a chain reaction.
It was back to back. He did the interview the other day. I didn't see them same blog sites, them same websites pick that story up from the Breakfast Club and said, here's his version of it. Because as of last year, we got the sensational part out the way.
You know what's the crazy part about that? It didn't even come across my timeline, which means, and no shot to them, but they're not shooting it out at the masses like they would, like they did the Gucci.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They're not shooting it out at the masses like they did when Snoop was up there talking.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't even, I'm hearing more about the game saying he was better than Nipsey and Kendrick Lamar than I hear about that.
And the same thing and with R. Kelly. We know he a creep. Yeah. We know this. Nice, but he's a creep. Yeah. And the sensational part, when that show came out and all these other people came on these allegations, it was so hyped. But what about them group of people who parents gave him the permission?
Right.
That's swept underneath the rug.
They creeps.
That's the truth of the matter of these other women saying, like, nah, like, that didn't happen the way that y'all saying it happened. And I'm not saying the man's completely innocent. I think he's a fucking bozo. You know what I mean?
Hey, look,
I think he's a fucking bozo.
At the end of the day, right, for me, he beat the first one, right?
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
If you, as a father, take your daughter because you're getting put on trips and now the money not coming in, why should I even care anymore?
When you were a part of the process.
When you were part of the process. Wow. I'm not going to crucify this man because he has a name.
Mm-hmm. And that's
for your game.
That's what it is. The bigger you are, the bigger the talk you are. But I'm gonna tell you something that keeps the positive shit that keeps, and maybe positive ain't the best choice of words, but what the Me Too movement really is about. Let's take this recent dickhead, Kellen Winslow Jr. Right?
Oh God!
What a dickhead!
The monster.
I finally read up the rest.
What a dickhead! First and foremost, blue chip athlete coming out of high school, blue chip athlete, University of Miami.
Monster. Yeah.
Came into the NFL, was a star.
He was a monster.
First and foremost, from the culture that we come from. The fact that he already had silver spoon privileges as a black man was already second to none because that's not what we come from. The fact that you went to a top-notch university based off the skill set that you learned from your daddy who gave you the privilege to get there is another slap in the face. And then the fact of the matter is that through the grace of God, you were able to make it to the next level and get millions of dollars. Like, you had a perfect fucking life. And you decided to take some pussy.
Squeaky, clean life.
And got a beautiful wife at home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And beautiful children. And you telling me for over the course of fucking 15, 16 years, you had to take pussy and you are already on TV. You already got millions. You already got your queen at home. That's why the Me Too movement is here, because of dickheads like him.
That's it. The crazy thing about him, when I first read it, I'm like, you talking about when this man was 19. I was like,
you thought it was just the one count.
I said, here we go with the bullshit. Me Too all over again. You know what I mean? And then we all said, no. So I started reading, getting some other information. And I was like, yo, I had a whole wife.
And you realize it was over a series of years.
I said, he's a fucking bozo.
He's a bozo, man.
Yo.
But you know, I mean, But the thing is, what's so scary about this shit is, like, he's been doing it since he was in high school. My thing is, like, he really took advantage of his privilege. Like,
exactly.
You don't know whether the high school covered up for him.
If the family.
His family. Come on. You know.
Come on. Hold on. Yeah. Time out. Pause. Let's keep it a bean.
Okay.
You're not going to say you don't know if.
I'm not going.
Any star player, and I'm talking to the motherfuckers that's in high school now, that's doing dirt.
Mm-hmm.
College now that's doing dirt.
Mm-hmm.
And they a star. That shit gets swept underneath a hoodie.
Yeah, it definitely does. Yeah. And we talked about it the other day. Like,
look how long it took for them to talk about the 19 and 13.
Right, but the fame is over. Yeah. So now it's time to crucify him, even though he should have been crucified 15 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, if somebody had actually blew the whistle on him and what he, you know, what the fuck he was doing, maybe it wouldn't have been so many victims. That's the scary thing. That's the crazy thing.
It makes me really feel like people already knew. It's like somebody probably could have told a young lady in high school, like, look, you don't want to be that person that stopped him from being a star, because everybody's going to come at you, because they always want to make the young lady, when it's a for real Me Too situation, feel like she's wrong for coming forward.
I got to agree with you on that. You remember the shit that popped up with Peyton Manning?
Yeah.
When he was in college,
yeah.
And one of his teammates says, "Hey, try to blow the whistle on him," and he got get the fuck out of his school.
That happened?
Yo,
yeah.
So Peyton Manning, and he probably never,
when he was in Tennessee,
bro. He took some box.
I thought that was a Roethlisberger thing.
No.
It's a whole bunch.
He probably started the Roethlisberger thing. Like old retarded white boys that look dumb. Took some box.
Mm-hmm.
The wide receiver, I think he was just being petty because at that time, what was the tight end name and the one wide receiver that Peyton was always fucking with back then? I forgot their name, but they made the league too. He was like Odell right now. Yo, I can't get the ball. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So he blew the whistle.
Mm-hmm.
And coach, the school. Fuck out of here.
Wow.
Get the fuck out of there.
Bro, and the crazy thing about it is, they probably paid him because you never heard nothing else about him.
Mm-hmm.
The story disappeared.
Yep.
And we don't know where Shorty at.
Wow. So he might have took some hush-hush money.
And that was the second year of Peyton's year in Tennessee.
Yep.
Wow, I'm gonna really have to dig that story up. I ain't trying to bring no ill will to Peyton, man. I just need to research the story, baby.
Well, Peyton,
son of Archie.
See, Peyton not like Kevin Winslow. Mm-hmm. He's still on top of his game. You still see him on TV,
mm-hmm. right? Very funny guy on his little skits and stuff. Yeah.
But you see him on TV.
But it's crazy. It's like you take somebody's life, and you know. Sometimes we don't know what people going through. You just, from the outside looking in, you looking at the way we came up and the way that he came up. It's like, yo, you had the light shine on you, bruh. Like, you were one of the lucky ones. And you still a douchebag, yo.
He used what we say white people use. His white privilege.
Mm-hmm.
He used his white privilege.
Mm-hmm.
Being a colored man.
Mm-hmm.
With talent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do what I want.
Mm-hmm.
You can't stop me.
Yep.
And everybody's going to back me. Yo, this man went through all these years to now for us to find out that he had a case.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, the case, he was in his second year of NFL, third year of NFL when they were talking about it, but it never came out.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Why? Because he was out there getting...
Because he was a star tight end for the Browns. 1,100,
1,200 yards a season.
Yeah, he was the focal point, but then...
14 touchdowns.
He ain't the only one. 3 years ago, Darren Sharper, another NFL star.
He was a freak.
He had another
doping,
one.
He was doping.
Why you doping women when they already know who you are? Because let's keep it a buck. It's a lot of... promiscuous women that are going to sleep with you for your status.
He was dating Gabrielle Union. Listen, and this is a crazy thing. The white chick that he one of his victims, I can't remember her name, She was up there saying, like, from the first time she saw him, you know, she had a reaction like, oh, I'm going to fuck him. Mm. She said, you know, a motherfucker come in the room. She said, you know what? I want him.
She's going to get that box up.
She knew he had some type of power or some type of prestige or whatever, right? Because how people was reacting around him in that room, right? But she was like, I didn't care. I just thought he was that fine, mm-hmm. right? She said she was going to fuck him. She went up to the room.
He aloof, yo.
They had a nightcap, right? And when she woke up, she was butt-ass naked.
He gave one of them, you know, them Quaaludes or some shit. Like, he gave him one of them. He gave him one of them date rape drugs.
I mean, it's an illness. The crazy
thing about it, though, right? I don't understand those guys, yo.
You won't because you're not.
She went to the room, which means she was going to give you the balloon.
So why take it?
You won't because you don't suffer from that fucking mental illness. You won't. Right. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
You won't. You'll never understand.
I never understood.
Right.
I don't know what develops that illness. Eating too much McDonald's or Burger King or some shit. Where that shit come from, man?
Jack in the box.
I don't know. Maybe we should talk to a psychiatrist and find out more.
We're going to have to get a therapist in here.
Yeah,
I got to find something out, baby.
You know what I want to know, though? Because you know how they always say, like, in these families, the men follow someone or something happened to them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to go back and be like, yo, was Kevin was no father just dumping chicks?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, did he see this growing up? Like,
mm-hmm.
His uncle, like.
Where did he get the behavior from?
Like, where did you, like...
get the narcissistic behavior from?
Because as men, let's be real. Mm-hmm. You don't think about sex, like, as a young coming up. That's when we get into that age of you learning, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, what triggered that shit? Like, you know what I mean? Like, what triggered...
Some of these bozos, I think the thrill of the woman... not being attracted to him to give him what he want automatically triggers the behavior. Because, like, now I got to show her that I'm going to beat that box up.
Well,
you understand what I'm saying?
Drugging him.
Because he a bozo. He a bozo.
You know, I don't know what type of... All right, man. Like, you know, like, me and him cut from, you know, from the same cloth. We used to get a throw, like, so far as raping the girls and try to say, I mean, you know what I can get.
And that was coming up as a shorty.
Just think about this shit and the total opposite. Yeah. But I'm thinking, just think about it as the total opposite. Let's just say some ill shit. I want me fucking chicks I can fucking take advantage of and not get caught. That's some ill shit.
But even when you think about it, right? Sometimes guys will be like, yo, let's see. I want to see how much I can get out of her. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't on no.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm gonna creep shorty. You did? Like,
It was
like, yo, shorty really digging me? Oh, all right, let me see what I can get out of that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But that, like you were saying, that's some, you know, that's some old mental shit.
That's what you gotta think about it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these men that's raping or taking women. Were raped by either a man or a woman in that family.
But look, it's situations like this that we talking about with Darren Sharper. We talking about with Kellen Winslow is victories for the Me Too movement.
Yeah.
Because it's everything that they be standing for about men with money and power taking advantage of their money and power.
Yeah,
that is it right there. Right. So when stupid assholes with money and power... ego getting away, you make the movement that much stronger.
And it's sad. When did it become like almost like a persistent man become almost like, okay, he's the next Ted Bundy or this serial fucking rapist?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember my mother told me, she was like, man, when I first saw him, I ain't like your father.
Mm-hmm.
I really, I just was this goofy dude or whatever. But he was like persistent. And she said, just because a man's persistent doesn't mean he's a fucking rapist.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It just means that, okay, and I see grew, this woman. And I'm he grew on her. Yeah, exactly. And as she started to actually let him in and start to actually talk to him, like, oh, you know what? He actually really fucking cool.
And truth be told, I know we always said, like, yo, why you attracted to that ugly junk? Or why she attracted to that ugly dude? It's just that ugly motherfucker was persistent in showing her something that the dude she was regularly attracted to was not showing.
Or maybe it wasn't a look. Sometimes it's about how you carry yourself, the moves that you're making up out here in the street. You know what I mean? Your attitude. Yeah. Right.
Your whole mentality of a person could just be ugly. Your bum.
Yeah.
Right.
But you could have the latest thing on.
You know, and again, back to everything, use my mom. Hi, mom. Like, but she said when she first saw him, you know, he was just a kid.
You gotta wash that car,
too. Tell you gotta wash your mother. God, he throwing you off now.
Anyway, let me get back to the story. He was just a kid that went up to Lake Clifton. He went to the Marines, came back, had his fucking Marine suit on. He's like,
show some prestige, man.
It was a different, you know, he went to Germany, went to Japan and stuff.
Right.
He just had a different type of swag.
Right.
By the time he grew the fuck up. Yeah. Exactly. So,
He went to Lake Clifton. That's why I actually didn't like him in the beginning.
Oh, you should.
Wow. Boy.
Not the people in the lake.
So let me ask y'all this, fellas. Like, where do we go from here with this Me Too movement? Like, what's the future of it? Like, what's the future of us and the being around this movement? Because we all support it for the good reasons in here.
Truth be told, I'll let you go first.
Wait till everything comes out. Stop judging people and saying, oh, yeah, they're guilty before all the facts come out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we don't know. It's not like you was right there. It wasn't like you was flying on the wall and actually seeing how everything went the fuck down. That's why a lot of times when I see these people, these idiots that post up on social media, I just sit and watch. Okay. I'll wait. I want to hear everything that comes out, and then I'll chime in on it.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
I ain't gonna lie. Like, truth be told, right? Every allegation or any time a woman comes out her mouth and say something, let's get the facts.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times, we all know, if you make her mad, or you do something that crush her heart, she may try to penalize you some type of way. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have kids with that woman, no child support is going to hurt you. Mm-hmm. It's some way that she's going to hurt you. And she knows the one thing that she can say, he raped me, or he touched me, or he said bad things to me that I didn't like. It was, it made my nipple raise, but I didn't like it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Right.
But the other thing I really feel, we need to combat that shit.
Right.
You got a Me Too. What about us two?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because us two are upset.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
us two get assaulted, verbally assaulted by women who don't care that you got a woman at home.
And I like that concept of us two, because you know what? When the false allegations are proven, it's just like, well, okay, whatever.
He's a man.
Something needs to happen.
He's a man.
Something needs to happen. Like, if you're falsely accusing people and you put their life in jeopardy and their freedom, freedom in jeopardy, something needs to happen. It's no repercussions for the lie. And that's the problem. It's no repercussions for the lie, because for me personally, I know what the original stance of what the Me Too is about. And I'm all for it. You know what I mean? I'm all for it. But for the people that are just solely taking advantage of it because of the climate that we're in, like, yo, you got to chill on that shit. But then this is the thing that kills me, is that the fact that, God forbid that shit ever happened to me and a TMZ reports the story, I'm knocking on TMZ fucking door.
You already know. Mm-hmm.
Who picked up the phone and took this story?
We both.
Who the editor-in-chief?
And you know I'm going to punch one of them in my body with.
See, and that's gonna be a moment, and I'm not even here to spew any violence. But what I'm saying, if that shit happens to me, and one of them Perez Hilton blog sites, one of them Hollywood joints, whatever it is, comes out, or TMZ say something, the media take out, say something about me, and it's false, you ain't gotta worry about who told you the story. I'm coming to check your ass first.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And this
go
is,
ahead.
Got to get this is the fucking thing.
Yeah,
it was a lady comedian that was out there. She was standing up doing some stand up.
Speak on it.
And she accused Harvey. What's his name?
I think it's Weinstein, ain't it?
Yeah, Harvey Weinstein.
Yep,
white boy.
Yeah. That owned TMZ.
The guy that owned TMZ.
Oh, Harvey.
Not Harvey Weinstein. Because that's a whole fucking other different creep.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm talking about?
Whatever, whoever owned TMZ, we don't give a shit.
And listen, she accused him of a Me Too incident, and he was like, boo, boo. I hope they don't push this shit underneath the rug, because she came out there on stand-up, and girls were like, woo! I was like, oh! Anthony, when you didn't drag all these days going,
one day the shit, the one day the shit will be, the shit.
See? When you come at somebody that's on top of the media,
he's controlling the narrative.
He's gonna paint you as being some woo-woo boy that's upset, that's trying to make a joke.
Yeah.
But I can tell you what, I don't care what he tried to paint somebody as or nobody else. One thing you can't get away from is the energy you put into the world is the energy that's going to come back.
Exactly.
So nobody's exempt from karma, whether it's good or bad. So if you're running a company and your whole company's sole purpose is to put out gossip about people, whether it's false or whether it's true, and you messing with people's lives, that energy is going to come back to you.
Exactly.
Because it's not, their company is not based on being journalists to actually give people information that's going to help them tell the truth. Their job is to be first, no matter whether it's no matter whether it's true or not. And they sleep at night. They make millions of dollars in marketing and advertisement because people hire them to put out stories, and they sleep good at night knowing that they fuck somebody else's life up.
Millions off of misery and misfortune.
I can't stand fucking TMZ. Only thing I like about TMZ is the actual fucking truth that they put out. All that other gossip shit and this person said this and this person. I hate that shit. God forbid I end up on that site. It's going to be hell to pay. I'm going to burn that bitch down. 9/11.
That all over.
9/11. You know what I'm saying? It's coming down.
It's out of hand. One, and it's like every little victory that Me Too gets, it seems like they trying to find more. Like, and if you go on that website and look at it, this is where I was offended, man of God. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. When you go on a website, click through about, looking through, and it has a section there that says masculinity and male verbiage, right? Mm-hmm. So you click on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically trying to tell me how to be a man to a woman, right? But everything's there. I've seen you say and make a case for.
Mm-hmm.
But that wasn't it. Then you go down. Then it was a chart there.
Mm-hmm.
And you pick who you are. And then you go out. And at the end of it, it's telling you that you're a creep.
Mm.
Then, at the top of the screen, it's a safety exit. Which basically means, if you're a guy, time for you to get out. When you click on it, it says man exit.
I wonder if that shit is still up though.
It's still, I did it today.
Yeah, I'm gonna definitely have to
it's
check
a
that out.
Safety exit.
And if you didn't hear me like 2 minutes ago, TMZ, if I end up on that site ever in life for some false bullshit, myself and the team.
Kicking
in the fucking door.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I just don't get the morals of people putting false shit out about people just for you to make some money.
And that's how you knew that this was great kickoff. when TMZ started putting that face out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They started sitting there having a show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. To show you who I am. And yeah, that was me that ran up on you.
Mm-hmm.
Asked you the questions. But you answered that way. So now I'm going to come back and make a mockery of you. Right. Oh, all right.
And don't get me wrong, man. Like, if you're a celebrity, it's certain things that you sign up for.
Yeah, you sign up for the paparazzi.
You sign up for the paparazzi, right? But then it's not. You don't take what I said, chop it up. Mm-hmm. To make a story of what you want the people to see. That's why I love an artist like Cardi B, who slams people like that. Like, yo, that's not what the fuck I said.
Right.
I said this and I said that.
And people be trying to tell her she need to sit down, shut up.
That she need to tone it down. She too ratchet. No, she being exactly who she is. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you need people like that. You need a lot of people
for that.
You need a lot of people out there that's willing to defend themselves. A lot of people don't defend themselves. They just take it and say, you know what, that's the media, that's the paparazzi, that's what they do.
Nah,
it's going to be a whole new climate of people coming up in the entertainment game that's going
to
be.
Listen, well, today's.
Kanye started it. When he starts smacking them motherfuckers.
You got to.
The climate is so different. I mean, women are praised for being boisterous, and men are actually shunned and being called toxic.
Mm-hmm.
That's the other thing on there. Toxic masculinity.
It's on that site.
Yes.
We're going to definitely have to check that out.
Yeah, man.
We're going to definitely have to check that out. But look, I want y'all to check this out. Look, man.
Us too.
Us too movement.
Us too.
But yes. Look, though. This has been another great edition of Imperfect Sense right here on UnifiedRadio.tv. Y'all got any closing statements for the people before we get up out of here?
Look, man, I don't care what they say. If you think that woman looks nice or she's beautiful, or you trying to make her your woman, I said woman, not your whore, your little side boo thing, none of that. I said your woman. Man, let her know she's beautiful every day, bro. Fuck that.
I like that.
I just like to say, and I want to address this to the youth. Don't let your feelings or your emotions get so riled up to where you can actually destroy a person's life.
Factual.
Because it's really real. Like, you know, Brian Banks, you remember?
Yeah.
Said, you know, that dude went to prison. Straight out of high school.
And he said he raped her.
But then, like I said prior,
damn.
There's no repercussions for that.
That's right.
No, because the only thing they did with him was like, we're sorry.
That's it.
They didn't get no bread.
There's no repercussions for that.
Yeah, he got drafted by Atlanta Falcons. Well, he made it on a team for Atlanta Falcons, but that was it. He was out of his prime.
He was there for a year.
Yeah, and... You know, and innocence was lost, you know?
It's like crazy. Atlanta was like, all right, you close to home. Let's do the right thing.
And it really was a PR move. Yeah, they had no intention. They never had no intentions of keeping him.
Yeah, like that's why he got rid of him. Let him play a couple preseason.
So they can somebody can say, yeah, we did give him a chance. Yeah. Like it just didn't work out. It wasn't for him. But look,
he was already past his prime. Yeah.
For me in this whole segment, we talked about us versus Me Too. I'm a 110% supporter of the Me Too in the right way.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. The right way. For everybody that's using this Me Too movement as a crutch just because you're bitter, you're angry, you're scorned, or you're just not simply getting your way, this is not what this shit is for. This shit is supposed to be out here targeting fucking bozos.
Right.
You know what I mean? Not because you mad because things didn't work out or you mad at life threw you a curveball and you couldn't hit it. You know what I mean? It don't weaken a good movement with your false allegations.
Tarana Burke.
I'm going to just call you Miss Burke.
Miss Burke, use your nose. Use your nose. All right? And jump down that damn president neck like you jump down our black star's neck.
Because he definitely, you know, hit him in the pussy
You scared to go at the dumb people.
Yeah.
You scared to go at the Harry Weinstein, but you was quick on the Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
You quick on the Will Smith. Yeah. You quick on the AJ.
Yep.
It happens, man. But look, man, this has been another edition of A Perfect Sense. Man, check us out, www.unifiedradio.tv. You catch us on YouTube, Spotify, Google Play, SoundCloud, all them things, man.
iHeartRadio.
Right. On Instagram, Unified Radio. You can catch him, McFly 101 on Instagram, 83 Conway on Instagram. You catch me, Eric 410 on Instagram, man. Find us on Facebook if you dare. Find us on Twitter if you dare. And we see y'all next week right here on UnifiedRadio.tv.
Peace. For me, yeah, like this.